She taught creative writing for 25 years, but unlike most writing instructors, Deborah Tabola didn't teach in a traditional school. The Central Coast Woman's classrooms have been filled with students who also share the title of inmates.
I was an adjunct faculty member when I first started teaching in prison, and I was teaching composition in community colleges. I found prison far more rewarding because my students weren't trying to get an A or please their parents. Creative writing was like food and water to them. It was a lifeline to the outside world.
Tabula has written a new book about her experiences working behind bars, looking at life there, and also how it's affected her life. She taught creative writing at the state prison in Tehachapi and then the California Men's Colony in San Luis Obispo County. The results is the new book, Hummingbird and Underworld, Teaching in a Men's Prison.
I hope to take the reader inside prison with me to have him or her experience kind of an up-close view of what happens. I've got a very particular point of view, of course, because I'm involved in the arts with the men. It would be totally different if I were a CO writing about it.
Tabola says the facility where she spent much of her career teaching, the California Men's Colony, or CMC, was a big part of her early years.
My dad happened to be a guard, they called him then, at CMC when he was going to Cal Poly. The night I was born, he was chasing an escaped convict, so he missed my birth. My first meal away from home was at the CMC cafeteria, where I guess I was 3, and I said to my dad, "Daddy, I like eating at the joint." So in a way, when I started this book, I thought because of my beginnings, I kind of have to tell both stories.
The Santa Maria woman retired from prison work in 2008, only to return to prison work to create the Poetic Justice Project.
Theater is powerful because it's so collaborative. Every year we did a play at CMC, and it was like watching a miracle before your eyes as people kind of stepped up to the plate or didn't discover their voices. So I wanted to send them to one, and there wasn't one. So I retired at the end of 2008 and started Poetic Justice Project.
Here's a clip from one of the productions, Planet of Love.
Oh, darling,
Tabola says the project has not only provided a creative outlet for some, it served as an educational tool for audiences.
They always took place in prison, and I insisted that we do original theater, and we always had music so we could have more collaboration. Every play had to address crime, punishment, or redemption, which is also true of Poetic Justice Project and our work. You know, I would tell the inmates, your audience really has nothing in common except one thing. They all find themselves here right now. So we need to tell stories they can relate to.
The teacher and author says it's been heartening to see some of her former students continuing to write after their release.
People in prison are people. I used to get mad, like, of course there are people like us. But then I realized it's huge if you can break down that stereotype, you know, and the barrier between us and them. That's what I hope to accomplish with this book.
She hopes those who read it get a simple message.
The people who are inside are not so much different than those of us on the outside.
The book Hummingbird and Underworld, Teaching in a Men's Prison, is being released today. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.